Every morning inside a big red building near downtown Westby, you'll find Forbes Adam feeding his 14,000 shrimp.
We can feed them a little bit. Oh, here they come.
Small, translucent shrimp bop their way to the water's surface as Adam shakes a protein feed into the tank.
When they're little, they're calm. But when they get older, they're flopping over like crazy, flopping around and wanting... Whoa, there he goes.
This is Dairyland Shrimp, Wisconsin's first indoor shrimp farm. The heaters, fans, and water pumps hum loudly and keep the room at a balmy 93 degrees. Pacific white shrimp swim in four saltwater tanks that look like huge above-ground swimming pools. Adam may be an unlikely farmer. The former excavating contractor was looking for a new line of work, and he stumbled across the idea of inland shrimp farming. Adam eventually visited an Indiana shrimp farm and was instantly hooked.
I bought a pound of shrimp down there, and when I ate it, I was just blown away by the flavor. I just never have tasted shrimp that tasted so good, and that's what really solidified the idea that I should do this.
Adam is not the first Wisconsin farmer to try shrimping, but he is the first to do it indoors. Ron Johnson is an aquaculture outreach specialist with UW Extension. He says Wisconsin farmers have tried to raise shrimp in outdoor ponds in the past, but the region's climate is not ideal for operations. Johnson says it's always good for the industry when a farmer tries to raise a product in a new way.
Shrimp is one of the highest consumed seafood products in the United States, and so the markets are there. It's just a matter of whether the shrimp can be produced economically to make a profit.
For Matt Weikers, it is profitable. He started Northern Iowa Shrimp last year in Cedar Falls.
I'm completely sold out of shrimp, and we're unable to keep up with that demand.
Weikers only sells to individuals. He does not have enough shrimp to sell to interested restaurants and markets. And Northern Iowa Shrimp has 40 tanks, 10 times the number as Dairyland Shrimp. Weikers says a number of factors play into the growing demand for local seafood. He says consumers are concerned about antibiotics and hormones commonly used at foreign shrimp farms. There's a shrimp disease sweeping farms in Southeast Asia and Mexico, and wild shrimp stocks are depleting around the world. Weikers says indoor farming will help keep shrimp on the dinner table.
I think it's the only way that is sustainable in the long run. The demand for high protein, high quality food is doing nothing but going up.
Back at Dairyland Shrimp, Adam considers the industry's legacy.
I don't know if it will be the wave of the future, but it definitely has the potential, and I hope for the environment's sake that it will be. And not only for the environment, for just sustainable food and quality food. I think the United States definitely needs more shrimp farms.
Adam considers his operation to be environmentally sustainable. He recycles water in the tanks, and there is very little wastewater. Shrimp live off of feed and bioflock, a bacteria that consumes the shrimp's waste. Adam already has plans to expand Dairyland Shrimp this year and will sell his products to local individuals and restaurants and at the nearby farmers market. But even though his shrimp won't be ready for sale until June, the waiting list for shrimp is growing every day. Maureen McCullum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.